So in that last video, we talked about the different ways in which we learn. And this is actually really, really important for us to understand as life coaches, because sometimes some people respond more to their perception of reality than what they do towards reality itself. You might have heard me say once or twice throughout the course up until now that how we see things isn't always how things actually are. I mean, come on, if you're going to be honest here, how many times in your life have you gotten the wrong end of the stick? Have you made an assumption or arrived at a conclusion about who someone is, whether someone is good or bad, all inside of your mind as you've listened to all the stories that you've told yourself, perhaps backed up with someone else's stories and someone else's justifications, and then you arrive at this place, you know who someone is, you know they're a bad person, you know they can't be trusted. And it's not because you know anything about them. It's not because you know their backstory, their history, their current circumstances, or where they're going in life. You have just been completely assumptuous and have assumed the worst. Sometimes we assume the best of people. Sometimes we end up developing all sorts of expectations from the relationships that we're in. Expectations, which is just another expression of perception, all right? We perceive people to be a certain way. We expect that people are going to conform and be a certain way for us. And when our expectations aren't met, we end up disappointed. Now, I've talked about this so far, all right? It's important that we understand that we all bring our own personal bias, our own subjectivity, our own perspectives into every single situation, all right? Now, when we are not aware in life, when we are not aware of ourselves, we fall into this trap of believing that there is no degree of truth outside of that which we've experienced or that we understand. All right, and my friend, that is never, ever the case. Hence the reason in the context of our coaching relationships, as per pretty much all of our relationships, the healthiest attitude and approach that we can take is one of inquisitiveness, where we are eager and striving to understand people. The second that we assume that we know who someone is the second that we have fallen into the trap of complete ignorance, all right? Reason being is because we will never know anyone else. The only expert that we are the expert of in life is ourselves. We know ourselves from the inside out because we've lived and walked a lifetime in our shoes, but we have never and we will never ever know anyone else as well as what we know ourselves. And even some people, they aren't even the experts of themselves because they've never looked inwardly and evaluated themselves objectively. It's important to really become grounded in this fact that our perception is rarely the truth. How we see things is 9 times out of 10 going to be 1,000,001 miles away from the truth because it's just our perception. But people think that how they see things is real. So, when a client comes to us, they might very well be giving voice to their feelings, how they feel, what they think, what they're scared of, what they believe, what their opinions are, what their worldviews are, all these sorts of things. But you've got to understand it's all just perception. 9 times out of 10, people are responding more to their perception of reality than what they are to the nature of reality within itself. It's important to understand that yes, our emotions are real, our clients' emotions are real, they're real things, they do exist. However, they rarely reflect our actual reality. Are you with me? More, our emotions are a response to our thoughts, our beliefs, our assumptions, and our worldviews. Some people, unfortunately, believe that emotions are illnesses. Now, there's a book that was written by the American Association of Psychiatry back in the, I think it was the 50s or the 60s, called the DSM. This was the Diagnostic Statistical Manual. And this was pretty much a bunch of psychiatrists sat around a table and literally plucked words out of thin air to describe symptoms, to define symptoms. And then pretty much every mental health condition under the sun was born by a bunch of academics sitting around a table, right? Now, what they created this book for was as a guide for general practitioners and doctors, right, to refer people on to psychologists or psychiatrists and things like that. And at some point over the last 20 to 30 years, it has become culturally accepted that emotions are illnesses, i.e. they are conditions that people need medication for. But my friend, they most certainly are not. It's important we understand this as life coaches. Why? Because some people focus more on their feelings than what they do upon the nature of their reality. And then some people become completely deluded within themselves. So it's important to understand that our emotions aren't illnesses, but they are in fact guides, all right, that can help us to identify and notice those aspects or areas of our lives that aren't working for us as well as what we hope they otherwise would. All right, our emotions can really serve us by pointing us in the direction that we need to travel. So it's crucial that we understand this as life coaches, so that we're not just dismissing people's emotions, because that would be completely belittling of the human experience, but instead we are responding more to them. Some people, if, say for example, you've got a client and they have spent years speaking with an old school counselor or a psychiatrist or a psychologist, they've been to the doctors, they might very well have come to this place where they identify with a condition or a label that's been placed upon them, which is obviously going to be quite limiting by nature. Our role as coaches is not to respond to the labels that our clients place upon themselves, but instead is to establish the facts, the actual truth about who our clients are, how they've come to define themselves, who they want to be moving forward, and what they ultimately want to accomplish. When people place labels on themselves, what they're automatically doing is placing themselves in boxes. Some people define themselves by what they do. Some people will define themselves by how they feel. Some people will define themselves, their core identity, by their sexual orientation or by their religious beliefs or by some of the things they've done in the past. I think I mentioned earlier on, there was a young man I worked with years ago who had spent some time in prison. He defined himself as being a criminal. So guess what happened every time, around about 6 months after he'd get out of prison? Because he defined himself by the things he'd done in the past, well, people naturally conform and behave in accordance with how they define themselves on an identity level. So it's important that we understand the difference between perception and reality. And it's also important that we don't respond to our clients' perceptions sometimes when they say, I am ill, I am sick, I have this emotion, I am broken, I need fixed. Why? Because that's just a victim mentality that isn't going to serve our clients in any way whatsoever. So our role as life coaches is to get our investigator hats on and kind of be like Sherlock Holmes. Ask good questions, so that we are not here to advise or correct our clients, but instead we're to lead them into greater degrees of insight and acceptance of truth about themselves and about what they actually want. Most people focus on what they don't want than upon what they do. So here's the thing. We cannot see the big picture in life when we're operating inside of a small frame. Now, this is one of these universal truths that's always going to be true, regardless of what angle we're looking at it from. Say, for example, a person defines themselves by what they do. I'll give you an example. I used to define myself as being useless. I defined myself as being useless for many, many years, and I genuinely believed that I was, because I didn't know how it was that I best learned. So when I put a label, like this label on me, I defined myself in this way, this would really prevent me from ever taking risks, from stepping outside of the comfort zone, pursuing the things that I really wanted to do, because I never had the confidence in myself, or I didn't have the confidence in my ability to learn and solve problems. I didn't have the confidence in my ability to perform or produce. So I would just do nothing, right? Quite similar to Karen. I would hold back, believe it or not. All right. So when we are operating inside of a small frame, i.e. a small way of thinking, or when we're operating inside of a perspective that isn't being challenged in some way, well, of course, we're always going to be limited by nature, and we cannot see what we can't see. We don't know what we don't know half the time. Hence the reason for us on a personal level, and also as coaches, it's crucial that we remain in this place of inquisitiveness. Sometimes we all prejudge our current day situations based upon past results. And by this, what I mean, this is just another way that we perceive inaccurately in life. We expect sometimes that the past equals or determines the future. I failed in the past, I didn't get the result that I wanted in the past, I had all of these destructive relationships in the past, which means I'm therefore doomed to more of the same at some point in the future. Well, that is going to be true for us if we don't change, if we don't grow, if we don't understand the lens that we're looking through life from, if that makes sense. We constantly over and undervalue how valuable we genuinely are. When we do not understand ourselves, when we have not made peace with ourselves, we are forever going to be looking for validation and approval from other people. Now, I tell you all of these things because that's where many of your clients are going to be when they come to you for coaching. Share with you a little story here. There was a guy, I think he was a captain of an oil rig, and there was a problem in one of the engine rooms downstairs. And this oil rig was pumping out so much oil every single day, a multi-million pound dollar industry. Now, obviously, with the engine shutting down, this was going to cost him a lot of money. So he'd called the mainland and asked for an engineer to be flown out as an emergency to rectify the problem. Now, the only guy that they could find was a guy who was kind of like emergency response. The captain of the oil tanker had said, "So how much is it going to cost to get you out here to fix this issue that I have with my rig?" And he said, "Well, it's going to cost around about £100,000. So the captain agreed, and then helicopter flew the guy out. Now, when the engineer got there, he went right down into the engine rooms and he tinkered around. He wandered around for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then he got down on his knees and then he turned the switch off. All the lights went down. Then he turned the switch back on, unscrewed a bolt, then tightened it back up again. And then that was it. All the lights came back on. The engine was back up running again. And the captain said, "This is absolutely fantastic. I can't believe you've just rectified this problem just like that. That's absolutely amazing. So surely the fee that you quoted me doesn't stand." And the engineer said, "No, the fee that I quoted is the fee that you're now due me." And the captain of the oil rig said, "Well, how can that possibly be the case? You've only been here for 10 minutes. This entire journey, getting out here only took you 45 minutes. So what are you telling me is £100,000 for 1 hour of your time?" And he said, no, not at all. For 1 hour of my time, that's only £100. But the rest of the money is for all the years that it took me to learn to know where to look. Are you with me?" So tell me the story. Why? Because as life coaches, if we understand that people respond more to their perception than what they do towards reality, then when people are having problems, when people are having issues, when people are having feelings and emotions that they don't want to be having, well, what we can surmise is that more often than not, people are just responding to their perception than truth. They're responding or reacting more to their perception of reality than reality within itself. And this is why we ask questions. And this is where that exercise that I took Karen through just a little while ago are very, very good for offering fresh perspective. All right, because many people focus more on what they don't want. Many people focus on what they think's going to happen, what they think's going on, rather than what is actually going on. So as life coaches, we become students of truth who just simply lead or strive to lead our clients into greater revelations and places of acceptance of truth, if that makes sense. So I want to share with you one more story, all right, on how it is that we can all fall victim to inaccurate perception sometimes. There was a guy on a train, and the guy was sitting there with his two young children, and his head was down, he was a little bit tired, and his two children were running up and down the carriage, just going wild. They were making noise, they were playing, they were screaming, they were screeching. And at the top end of the carriage, there was another gentleman, a little bit older, wearing a hat. He was one of these business types. Now, as he watched these children, he was trying to read his newspaper, and he started getting so frustrated. These children were running up and down, completely oblivious to the fact that there's other people on the train. How inconsiderate. And as he really focused in on this, he looked across at this man who was sitting there, the father of the two children, and he started getting angry. He says, "What is this man all about? What an absolutely useless father. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and give this guy a piece of my mind. Who does he think he is? What a completely irresponsible man. What an irresponsible father." That's it. So he stomped up and he walked down the carriage and he stood in front of the man who was sitting there and he said, "Excuse me, young man, are you not aware that your children are running up and down this carriage, causing absolute havoc, screaming and shouting? Will you please bring your children under control and become a responsible father?" Just like that. Then he was met with a man sitting in front of him, looked up, and he said, Sir, I'm so sorry. I really am sorry. Listen, I've actually just come from the funeral of my wife, the mother of my two children. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if the truth has sunk in just yet. They're running around normal. They're playing, they're having fun. And I don't want them to be experiencing what I'm experiencing. So I'm sorry. I will do my best to bring these children under control. Now tell me, how angry do you think that business-type gentleman remained once he'd been presented with a bit more information, once he'd been presented with what was actually going on with this man? Now, I don't know how you've responded to the story, but if you think about it, we all do this sometimes. I do it sometimes. I respond to my perception without knowing all the facts. There's a pretty good chance that you do too. And it's important that in time, once we've established trust with our clients, we start looking at all the stories they tell us, i.e. all of their perceptions, all of their all of the interpretations they make of their life's events, and just simply look through this lens of truth. We can't see the big picture when we're inside of a small frame, the small frame simply being our perception, the big picture being the nature of reality, i.e. what is actually true. Are you with me? You understand why I want to share an idea like this at this stage of this section of the course, because most people respond more to their perception of reality than what they do reality itself. When people say, "I have a problem," when people say, "I have an issue," when people say, "I have a challenge," when people say, "I can't do the things that I want to do," are they actually responding more to what's true for them? Or are they just responding to what they think is true? Now, me and you, we know the answer, but they don't. So what we say and how we say what we say is going to determine whether they go on to see what we see. This is pretty much the essence of the coaching relationship. So perception. In the next video, I'm going to have a little exercise. We're going to play a little game. It's called How Do You Perceive Things, all right? And I'm going to present you with some words. And I'm going to look at you in a certain way and say some things in a certain way. And what I'm going to invite you to do is just simply become aware of yourself and just see how it is that you respond to the words that I say. And how you respond to the words I say is just going to simply be based upon your current perception, the way that you see these words. All right. So without further ado, I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip. I hope you've found this video interesting and insightful.